You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Number of Abba, number one. B'Shabbos chay v'adam l'btsaya shtei krikus. The person has to be b'tsaya on two krikus. The k'siv l'chamish. Last year we went into the Indian of, does it mean you cut one or you have to cut both? Right? We mentioned that the Rashbam, the Goyim Paskins, they should cut both. Right? The Minig Oilim is not that way, basically, but there is a sheet. But whatever it is, you have to take lecha mishnah. Tanu rabbanan, kama sudas chay v'adam lecha b'Shabbos. Shalosh, Reb Chitka ima arba. Three sudas, four sudas. What we call shalshudas, amir b'yechen shnei mikra echadarshu. Because by the man it says, v'yemer Moshe achlu ayayim ki Shabbos ayayim l'ashem, hayayim lam sitzu b'sadeh. It says three times ayayim. So from there you learn out that on Shabbos, on Yom Shabbos, achlu ayayim, Shabbos ayayim, Yom Sitzu B'Sadeh, you have to eat three times. Reb Chitka Sava Hani Tlas Ayem Lebar Mu'urta. The Yom means you eat at night. Usually a person eats a supper. Eats what's called, we call supper. Shabbos, we don't call it supper, but we call it Sudas Shabbos. So three besides the night one, that's Reb Chitka's, right? They say that's why Chassidim usually eat, you know, before Kiddush, the Suda, they eat the herring and the thing, not only to be Yitzik. Some say it's because in order to be Yotze, any Shiloh with brachas. If you have any brachas, so have in mind that Bar Mezayin is here, Bar Pri Eitz here, you know, with a Shahakol here, right? Because it's all, it's, which is true, there's a big Shiloh on schnapps. Some everybody here drinks a little schnapps after the fish, right? So,
only a little.
No, well, everybody's smiling.
At least a little.
Okay, what?
At least a little.
So, but Koponim, this whole Shiloh could be, you have to make a Shahakol. So they say that's one of the reasons they make the Kiddush beforehand. By the way, it's known by Chassidim. I don't know if all Chassidim, most Chassidim, Chleislish. I've seen the Chassidim I've eaten by, my uncle, that's what they do. Right? Before the Kiddush, they give out herring, mezainis, you know, a few nuts, a few this, a few that. It could be a Shabbos brachas. But some say it's because of Reb Chitka, the Yetzer Reb Chitka, a fourth meal. Where Koponim, we pask in Tani Tlas of Yama, Rabbanah Sabi Hadi Dorta, including the night one. So three times you eat. Well, no, because they go into, they have it in mind for the suit that they're going to eat the
suit. How does it make it like a separate meal?
Yeah, that's okay, good, but it's still eating separately. That's what I'm saying. Since it's a separate thing, it's like yaitza, a separate suda, which is a whole shal shudas. You have to wash, not wash. We're not going into that. Today's, that's not what it's about. By the way, as we all know, the Taz brings a maral and some others that could be what we do is not so eisgehalten. What we do during a month, summer months, that we eat early, could be you're not really yaitza. Could be you have to eat on Shabbos, not on Tosefes Shabbos. But it says to try to eat a kazayis towards the nighttime, which most of the time I think probably in America it ends up that way. But Gedolim were not makpid on that.
Yeah, the Truma
Sedeshin
wasn't makpid.
Yeah, for sure. You go with your Truma Sedeshin again. All right. Now, so the Ran over there and brings a Rabbeinu Tam that other Rishonim bring, which is Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosha, right? The Rabbeinu Tam, as we all know, his name is not Tam, as we all know, it's Yankiv Tam, Yankiv Ish Tam Yeshiv Olim. He wrote a Sefer HaYosha, which many times sheds light on what Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis holds. So over here, Tosis does not bring this Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran, I don't know if he had the Sefer HaYosha or he heard about it, that with Ramban brings it also, but it's in the Sefer HaYosha. Kosav Rabbeinu Tam, the Noshim, a woman chayv in Gimel Sudas and Lechem Mishnah. Right? So Pashas, you'd say, no, it's a mitzvah to say, Shazman Grama. Right? It's a mitzvah to say, Shazman Grama. Kosav Rabbeinu Tam, the Noshim chayavos be Gimel Sudas, woman achayv, v'chein nami liftsoya al shtei kikris. They also have to have Lechem Mishnah. A woman has to have Lechem Mishnah. Ah, you'll tell me, you know your chassidus, your cousin, doesn't wait for his wife. So you'll ask your chassidus, your cousin, what the hell he does that.
Sure,
what?
Sure, he eats before Kiddush, and he doesn't wait for
his wife. And he doesn't wait for his wife. Okay. Okay, so ask him on what he's saymachan. There is what to be saymachan, but about that we don't do that. You have to be maitzi, the b'nei bayis in it, right? In other words, if you're making a maitzi, and someone's in the kitchen, how do you eat it? So the eshel avram, the b'tchacharav, it's vice versa, was a minig that way. I don't know if the pshat was they didn't have such their chas for the wives and they tried to be melamed tzchus, or the pshat is that's somehow that minig came about. But we, rather, wait for our wives. The Imrem is used to wait till everyone, whenever he had people by his table, used to wait till everybody got their food before he started eating. You know, if you get fish, you wouldn't eat first. Gami was the Rebbe. He waited till everyone, except by the soup. Because he said, soup is a question of hot soup and cold acherets. Hot soup is more important. So that's a little different. But anyway, the Rabbeinu Tam says that why? She'af heino yu b'neis aman. They were in the neis of aman. Now, we know in the Gemara there are a few places that the Gemara uses such a svara. Af heino yu b'neis aman. For instance, we know Ner Chanukah, even though it says man grama, af heino yu b'neis aman. What else? Dalet koisis, af heino yu b'neis aman. What? Well, Megillah, Afeinah Beisanes. Right? That's what Gemara says. Those three places. Toysis and Sukkah we've had before. Lamed Ches says, the night of Pesach, they're chayiv in Halal because of Afeinah Beisanes. But Smash, it's all part of the din of Dalet Koysis, but could be that they're chayiv in the Halal of Chanukah, which we spoke about in other years. Toysis, all of a sudden, comes up, the Rebbeinu Tam, Afeinah Beisanes, Lagabi the month. Lagabi Gimel, since they were in the Nes of the month. Now, in the Beis Yosef itself, it's Masha, it's not the Pshat. He came up with a new Svafein that's not in the Gemara. Pshat is the Pasuk is going on men and women. That's what's Mashma in the Poiskim. It says, Ichlu, who is it talking to? It's talking to the women too in the Pasukim. So they were in that next too, meaning not a special din of Afein or Benes, but the Pasukim is talking about them.
Okay.
The what?
The Ikud Gula came through the Isha.
Never been a time, forget. Right, that's a good point. That's the Rashbam. Tosis argues on that. Right, we'll leave that. It's a good point, but that's not Rabbein Tam. So anyway, that's Rabbein Tam. So Rabbein Tam comes out. So Chiddush, woman achayven gimel sudas, woman achayven lecha mishnah. Ve'ein tzayuch. The Ran says you don't need that reason. Notice that the Ran doesn't say you're wrong. He says you don't need that reason. In other words, he's going to come up with a different reason. He's going to come up with the same psak halacha. But he says, I don't need it. Even though Rain Tsarich. Shebechol Maisa Shabbos Ish v'Isha Shavin. All Maisa Shabbos, men and women are equal. Right? We know that the Gemara says, Kelfinan, the Gemara says in Brachos and Shavuos, women are chayav in Kiddush. Even though Kiddush, right, the Gemara says, Noshim Chayavis b'Kiddush Ayayim Dvar Torah. The Gemara says, it's a mitzvah say, Shazman Grama. So Gemara has a Shaka V'Tarya. Zok the Gemara, a Hekish. Zocha V'Shomer. Kol sheyeshna b'shmira, right? It says in the Torah, zochas yom Shabbos akatshay in the first luchas, second luch, which it means kiddush, second luch it says shomers yom Shabbos, which means malacha. So we say whoever is chayev in malacha is also chayev in kiddush. That's a gemara. What? No. Avdallah. Not I think Ravid, but Rambam and other issues. Right. Avdallah, but not Kiddush. Kiddush, that's a Gemara, no one argues on it. Gemara itself has a Mandama that says maybe not, but we paskin like that. Mandama, Rava. Okay. Some of Zacha Shamba. Es sheyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'schira. Oh, so women are chayav in Kiddush. Ubechlal zeh, including of that, have kol chiyuvei Shabbos. So Ran is Machadash, Mary the Gazach. That's not limited to Kiddush. It's kol chiyuvei Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, kol chiyuvei Shabbos? Kol, everything. What's up, Shabbos? So some understood the Ran that it means to say, well, you know, the Dalts, the Gimel Sudas, Lecha Mishnah, have to do with the Suda, have to do with Kiddush. It's not mashing the Ran that way, first of all. It says kol chiyuvei Shabbos. Secondly, but Kivega Tzicha doesn't learn that way. Kivega has a Mishnayis, a Shaila, in the beginning of the fifth parak in Shabbos, Tosis says that the issa of shvisas behemtoi, the behema has to rest on Shabbos, right? In other words, if you have a behema that's used to doing malacha, right? So you got a dog that brings you from every day the New York whatever junk, right? So you cannot have him do that on Shabbos because he's carrying on Shabbos, right? Or if you have animals so well trained that he knows how to go into the plow, and he plows the land. You have to stop him. That's the din. You have to stop a behemoth. Your behemoth. Talk about your behemoth, not a behemoth. Your behemoth. That's the din of shi'is b'emtes. So Tosfos says, where do we know that? Next, in 2 weeks from now, it says lamanya nuach sharcha v'chamarcha. Your animal has to rest. It's an essay. Oh, it's an essay. Your animal has to rest. I'm rather the mitzvah is on you. I was once with the Pnei Menachem before he was the Rebbe, and he asked me a shaila: is there a din of shvisas behemtoi if you're in America and your animal is in Eretz Yisrael? Are you mechuyif to make sure your animal's resting on its Shabbos or your Shabbos? Does it go according to your Shabbos or the Shabbos of the animal? Interesting. We'll talk about that. It's a nice shaila.
I mentioned
it once, right? But akoponim, it's an essay. So if Zokta Kiva, what about women? Are women chayiv in it? But so this Talmud brings it right that they are, but that's not the point now. Why should they be chayiv? So Kiva in Mishnayas has one reason, and Chuvas has a different reason. In Mishnayas he says, because of this ran, that the ran says, women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs of chayiv and Shabbos, including that, as Shvises Behemtoi. In other words, Rav Kiva understood the ran, that the Ran is saying that's not limited to Kiddush, Suda, Lechemisha, it's all the mitzvahs. Why? Because the pshat is, Kiddush is the exception to Kol HaTorah Kula, but the rule for Shabbos. It's the rule for Shabbos. In other words, on Shabbos, when the Torah said women are chayv in Kiddush, what the Torah meant is that Kiddush is the prime example for all mitzvahs of Shabbos. There's no ptur of mitzvahs as man grama. Shabbos doesn't have the Ptur of Mitzvah Shabbos Mangrav. What Rizzi mentioned before, Avdallah, that's also part of Shabbos. If Avdallah is a mitzvah of Shabbos, it's part of Kiddush, then the chayiv in that too. If it's not, it's a separate chayiv. Maybe not. Maybe it's a Shabbos dikud, then maybe not. But Kaponim, that's what Kivegas is understanding, the Ran, that Kiddush, from Kiddush we learn out, Lechemishna, what else? Lechemishna, Gimel Sudas, Shvi Subhemta, what else? Oinig, exactly. How do we know women are chayv in Oinig Shabbos? Why are women chayv in Oinig Shabbos?
Let's
talk about first Shabbos. One second.
No, but then it's automatic.
Wait, one second. So women are chayv in Oinig Shabbos. Right. In a chanami. That's what Kivega's famous psak. Kivega says that women are part of from Oinig Yomtev. Sounds like that's the chiddush. Rabbi Kivega is learning, like, why not? Why should they be chayvin oinig yomtiv? It's a mitzvah say she's man grama. So if Mela, if a woman benches on, eats a meal and forgets to say yala v'yavoy on yomtiv, she does not have to go back. That's what Kivega's talk. But she was not master that way. Why? Because he doesn't bring the Kivega. She's a pella on the spot. The Kivega's in Chuvas and in Shechroch. He doesn't bring it. But Shabbos says, avada de chayvan Shabbos. Why? Because this Ran says that women are chayiv in all the mitzvah Shabbos, right? Ner Shabbos, they chayiv in Ner. Ner is kovet Shabbos, oinik Shabbos, kovet Shabbos. A woman mechuyev to be mechabit Shabbos. Yeah, it's a mitzvah say shazman grama.
Mechuyev to be mech.
What?
The
what?
What's the tzad to say they're potter from anything in Shabbos?
Again, I'm.
What's the tzad to say they're potter from anything?
Because it's man grama. Yeah, but that's talking about Kiddush. Schirah means Kiddush specifically. The Ran is saying you learn out from here to everything. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's a special din in Gimel Sudas and the Mon. Who says other things? So you mean according to Rabbeinu Tam, a woman's not chayv in Ner Shabbos? A woman's not, it's a little strange. They're the ones who light it for us, right? How they might see us. That's a Kasher of Shmuel Rizovsky, of Hashem asks, but it's a good question. Right.
It stems from
I what?
It stems from the
who?
The chiyuv of women comes from the man.
No, that's only that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran is saying a more general thing. Forget that's the question according to Rabbeinu Tam. What should be? Why should women be chayvin hadlakas ner Shabbos?
The Ran is learning that more because Yashno to extend not just to Kiddush to all.
Right, that's the point. You see from Kivega that you see even Shvi'is Behemta, which has no shaychus to Kiddush at all. Anyway, that's the Ram. So Memel and Shulchan Aruch Taket says women are chayv Gimel Sudas, women are chayv, right? And over there in the Shlomo Kluge brings the Minhag Olam is not. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what he says at least in his place. Our women are makpid to eat something Shal Shudas. Good. Shal Shudas is usually the problem, right? Unless they're saying they're in a diet with bread, right? Okay, everybody's smiling, but okay. But a kaponim, that's usually the problem, but it's all right. Shal Shudas, you have kulas that you don't have to eat bread, which is not today's share. We'll leave that. But a kaponim, they're chayven because of that. Okay. Now let's take a look. We mentioned one of the things that you say Afein is the Gemara in Psachim number 3. V'amar Bishu ben Levi. Noshim chayovis ba'arba koisis alola. No, it's the din of dal koisis. Women are chayav in dal koisis. Why? Sha'af hein hoi ba'isanes. Zok toisis number 4. V'ilav hai taimah, if not for the reason of af hein, lo yu chayovis. They wouldn't be chayav. Why? Mishum de noshim pturis mitzvah say, shizman grama. Ay, it's a mitzvah derabonin. No, toisis is alluding to what toisis holds in Rashi and Brachis, chafam abeis, toisis holds that Rashi holds. I was once at a chasana of a deaf and mute couple 42 years ago. I still, at the other yom, I kicked myself. I just knew them. And I sat all the way in the back. They happened to be neighbors with Ramesha Feinstein. Ramesha Feinstein, everybody remembers, lived in the big tenements. They lived in the same house. FDR Drive, I forgot, was called 455. And they were both college graduates. I just came over to visit. We have an outstanding relationship till this day. We don't see them that much, but you know, they're both college graduates. They're both. And Ramesh was Masada Kedushin. And I, as fool as I am, I didn't go and watch how Ramesh was Masada Kedushin, because you have to ask, make sure he understands and so forth. But anyway, but I asked him Akasha. I asked Ramesh Akasha, and later on I found that one of the Rishonim asks it. That if Tosis says that Rashi holds, there's no p'tur of mitzvah seishes man grama derabanan. That's what Tosis says in Brachas. So right, in other words, that the p'tur of man grama is only derais, not derabanan. Tosis argues. So yes, according to Rashi, what do you need? Afein ayu b'isanes. It's a derabanan anyway, which Tosis seems to be alluding to that, right? So Moshe said, Zatzal, Moshe Feinstein said, Rashi doesn't hold that way. So I said, but Tosis does hold that way. He says, yeah, but I say Tosis Rashi doesn't hold that way. He says, if not, you have a Shrekite, what do you do with Halal? I said, that's Tosis Kasha. He says, it's a Shrekite. What do you do with Krishma if Krishma's Durabonin? I said, that's a Shakasayas Kasha. So it's a Kasha, so you have to see Tosis Rashi must hold. But he wouldn't budge. He says, Rashi does not hold that way. But anyway, that Tosis Zich is saying not like Rashi. Tosis is saying that if not for Afrin Abbasanes, you'd say that women are potter, even though it's a Zman Grama. In other words, Tosis holds that the klal of Zman Grama is applicable to a Durbanan too, and therefore, they'd be potter from Megillah, they'd be potter from Hanukkah, they'd be potter from Dal Kosa, if not for Afein HaBeis HaNes, right? Let's see the Tosis again. The Elav High Time, if not for this reason. Lo hayu chayovais mishum denoshim pturis mitzvah seishah Zman Grama. Afagav da arba koisis Durbanan, even though arba koisis Durbanan, meaning, and maybe in Durbanan you don't say Zman Grama, maybe you don't apply Zman Grama. So Tosis you do. Ke'ein deraisa tikkun. Chachamim established the mitzvah Durbanan just like the Raisa. Just like the Raisa, there's a p'tur of Zman Grama, so too there's a p'tur of Zman Grama under Durbanan, and therefore you have to come on to Afein Ayu B'Yisanes. Okay. Now Rabbeinu,
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, right. That's why I asked you now. So anyway, so Rabbeinu, want to mention the Gemara in Psachim. We know one of the exceptions that women are chayiv in mitzvah sheshas man grama is matzah. In other words, the Gemara says basically the basic turim are kiddush, matzah, and hakel. Hakel is mefurish pasuk. Hakel is a noshim v'taf. Women are chayiv in hakel. Simcha is a machlokes in the Gemara. If simcha means she's chayiv in simcha or baila misamcha, husband has to be misameachar. On Yom Tov, right? On Yom Tov. But I could the Chi of Simcha in that pasuk is talking about Yom Tov. Rabbi Yankov Yafin, Taka, he was alive when you were? Yeah. So Rabbi Yankov Yafin, Matched, the Rashiva, told me that he used to buy, the Chi was to buy your wife clothing for Yom Tov, right? Lefim Amayne. The Rambam means Lefim Amayne, you know, if you could afford to get better. But, sometimes we use a kafima mina. He says, relax, kafima mina, right? But so he used to buy his wife a handkerchief. He says, this is a beggar, 3x3. 3x3. He wasn't a great shopper, but he was yaitzi. But anyway, but the Gemara says Kiddush is an exception, even though the Gemara in Kiddushin never mentions Kiddush as an exception. It's interesting. It's from Kivega Zahra. And Matzah. That's what Beinuch is mentioning. The Amar Beliezer. Noshim chayav.
Not only matzah, but everything that's associated.
That's a different. We'll see. Rabbeinu, you're jumping the gun. You're right. Noshim chayavos ba'achilas matzah dvar Torah. Shenema loisechol of chometz. Right? It says loisech shivus yom toichol matzah shivus loisechol of chometz shivus yom toichol of matzahs. So we make a hekesh like this. Kol sheyeshna bebal toichol chometz. It's the same type of hekesh. Whoever has the iser of not eating chametz, yeshna, he also has achilas matzah. V'hani nashi nami. So these women also. Hoyil v'yeshu b'al teichu chametz, since they cannot, they are not allowed to eat chametz, because it's a lav, and women are chavon lav, just my grandma. Yeshnan b'kum echel matzah. Therefore, they're chayv to eat matzah. So it comes out, the Gemara says, that women are chayv to eat matzah on Pesach. Okay. Women are chayv, it's an exception to the rule. Why the hekesh? Similar hekesh to kol sheyeshu b'shmir, yeshu b'schira. Comes along the Kappas Marm, this kasha, other chayinim yes, Reb Shlomo Eiger, Reb Elchanan, but Kappas Marm is the earliest one as far as I know. In Sukkah, Reisi Laran, Sukkah to Kappas Marm. The Kappas Marm was the Rav of Yerushalayim 300 years ago. Reisi Laran, Maram Chaviv, Reisi Laran, Perkol Kisve. Reb Kivega wrote her ghost on the Sefer, so... Reisi Laran Perkol. No, I just say it because recently somebody showed me that a fellow just put out a sefer, and he wrote it Kappas Marm. He wrote like shtus. He wrote like very sharp. So I told the fellow who showed it to me. I said Kivega wrote a ghost on this sefer. So let's say you don't even understand the godless of who the Kappas Marm was. Kivega wrote a ghost. That means he sat there and wrote a ghost on the sefer. That's the biggest of scum you can get. Reisi Laran Perkol Kisve. Kasa Rabbeinu Tam. Noshim Chayavos Begim Lesudas. V'chei Nami Lefzai Beis Kikris. Yun Shom. Right? So the Ran says, why? Because Kol Sheyeshna. V'hevi Dvarav Moran, meaning the Beis Yosef and Reish Tzadik Aleph. V'koshali. The Hachyal Fus, so this Drasha, Shom HaZachar, Amru, the Gemara says in Perek Mishum Eitzim Brachas, Linin Kiddush HaYayim. Minolam Lameilef Mahasam Kol Chiyuv HaShabbos. How do you know to learn out all the chiyuvim like the Ran says? V'im Torah he'll say, "Ach, he's vile Ran." Like we said, the Mekiddushi Yom not feeling kol chiyuvim Shabbos. We learn out and Achrami. The Ran holds in Svara that you learn out that just like the chayv and kiddush, the chayv and all the mitzvahs. Kosher, Ma'ishna beperek arvei psachim, Ma'asha Amru. I'm saying probably Ma'asha Amru. The Gemara says, "Noshim chayovos bedalit koisus." Sha'afhein hayu ba'isa nes. The Gemara says the reason is because of him nes. What's the kasha, Reinach?
What should be? What? Everything from the Ran and what you learn there.
Oh, just so. Very good. Frek the Kappas Marm. Lamali hach taima. What do you need the reason of afhein hayu ba'isa nes? Typically, let's learn out mekeisha the matzah. Learn out from matzah that just like the chayv and matzah, they chayv in all the mitzvahs.
Maybe the special
didn't Shabbos. Well, what's that? They should be chayvin all the mitzvahs.
Maybe this is a special didn't Shabbos.
Why?
Why? Just because that we take that hekesh and we extend it, it doesn't mean that we take every hekesh in the world.
But why not? Why isn't it?
Why yes?
Why?
Shomer v'zachar. These are in Yom and Shomer is what is Shomer is asay and zachar is like
asay. Zachar means kiddush. No, it's.
They're bigger in Yonim than...
Okay, let's see. Let's first see the Kash. What? Is what?
The Ran's a Rishon.
Right.
He has a more authority, bigger shoulder.
Yeah, but he's asking, what's the difference? Why did you use the Hekesh to tell you all the mitzvahs of Shabbos? Say the same thing. That the Hekesh tells you all the mitzvahs of Pesach. Let's see. Let's first see the Kasha. Lamali ach taima tepel amekesha de matzah. The Darshin and Kol Sheyeshna Bebal Teichel Chametz Yeshna Bekum Echol Matzah Ubechal Zeh Havi Kol Chiyuv Leil Pesach. Why don't you say it? Elevada Ein made them Zumizu. You say it's only limited to Matzah. Lekach Yitzchak Taim Da'afein. That's when Ya'afein. It's the same thing on the Ran. Who says from Kiddush you learn everything? Maybe it's limited to Kiddush. How do you know to learn out everything? That's the Kasha.
The Kasha is hard to understand because Baal Kaisis is not, it's not a Chiv Deraisa. So Mehecha Teisa, could be Bechal in the Hekish.
Huh?
How could it be in the Hekish if it's not a Deraisa?
Okay, so I have three Terutzim on this. The one is al pi, I don't know which is a pshat, which I think Bianca is mechaven. One al pi svar, which I think Gavriel's mentioned. And the third one is a pilpul, which you were not mechaven. Okay. I don't know what the difference. I mean, chay it's a kash. So first we'll say what Bianca's saying. I think what Bianca's saying is like this. I don't know if it's the ish kodesh should be, but you're saying is that zachar is not just a mitzvah of Shabbos. Zachar is the definition of what Shabbos is about. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. When you make Kiddush, what do? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. That's the day itself, this Chira. Right? So the Hekesh is a general Hekesh on everything about Shabbos. Shomer is to watch Shabbos. Chametz and Matzah, you're right, Avadah there on Pesach, but the mitzvahs that are on Pesach, not the muhus of what Pesach is about necessarily. Avadah, we don't eat, but not the pshat. That's what Pesach is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is about Kiddush. Shabbos is about being Mekadosh to Shabbos. How do you do it? Through Kiddush. Kiddush Medvarim. So that already is a pshat. It's a hekesh on the whole Indian of Shabbos. That's what I think you're basically saying. Gavriel saying, also a very nice pshat, I think. But let's just add to that a little. As I say, a little salt and pepper. You're right in the Svara, but once we have... Let's take a look in Tosis in Megillah. Now... Before we see it, we were medayik in the Ran. The Ran argued on Rabbeinu Tam. What was Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning? Because of Afein Berber. What is the Ran's taina? Einoit Sarach. You don't need it. You don't need that reason. It seems like he's saying, you're right, but Einoit Sarach. What do you mean? It's not, let's say, no, this is the reason. It's not true. He says, look at Tosis. Tosis and Megillah asks the following question. Gemara says, women are chayiv, like we said before, Megillah, because afein oyibay sanes. Frek Tosis, in the middle of Tosis, davdalid, gabematza yesh maksha. Lama li akesha. What do you need a hekesh? Kol sheyesh no vabal techom, yesh kum echomatza. Tepek le metam shafein oyibay sanes. Why don't you say that women are chayiv matza, because afein oyibay sanes. What do you need a drasha for? Why don't you say, because afein oyibay sanes? Don't in nes. Of Yitzis Yitzrayim, just like the Gemara says, Dechayev Dal Koisis, Dechayev in Matzah. So what's your answer? What? Oh. Zok Toisis Yei Shloima, the Mishum HaItayma, Lo Mechayva Ela Midrabonin, Ilav Mekesha. If not for the Hekesh, Toisis has another Toisis, but if not for the Hekesh, what would we have said? What? It's a?
Svorah.
Right, and therefore?
Only. Right.
Meaning matzah would be chayev midrabanan.
Well, the Rosh Hashiva's mentioned a few times.
Right, very good. Gavriel remembers that's a machloikas of Kivega and Turi Evan. Very good. Says machloikas Turi Evan of Kivega. How to understand this Tosis? Does Tosis mean to say if you wouldn't have a hekesh, you would say women? Turi Evan understands this: women are chayev in matzah, but midrabanan. So you need the hekesh to be chayev them deraisa. Brings it up. That's why you need a hekesh. Otherwise, they only be chayv d'rabbanan. Big difference. And Rav Kiva Eger understood, no. The only chayv d'rabbanan, the whole chiv is d'rabbanan, the kachiv. Therefore, you apply it only to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Dalet koisis, Megillah, Hanukkah. Matzah you would not apply. That's the machlokes of Kiva Eger, and two haven't had an understand tesis. But it's based on another tesis, but that's the machlokes. Okay, now, what's the din of Lecha Mishnah? Gimel Sudah. Is it d'raisa or d'rabbanan?
Hayom hayom.
What? Yeah, it's a story, but is it the raisa?
It should be the raisa, because it says.
You mean to us it's the raisa?
It says three times Hayom Hayom, no?
Right. You mean why is the Torah telling us this?
It sounds like the Gemara in Shabbos.
Yeah, it says the
Pasuk.
Huh?
It's a Pasuk.
I'm not going to argue with you, because you're Mechavan to Levush. But Pashas, you would say, it means we're learning out that just like they ate three times, we eat three times. Just like they had Lecha Mishnah, we do Lecha Mishnah. That's the raisa. Right. But comes along. Yeah, chayev. The Chazal mechayev. So look at the Levush. The Levush says, "V'yehi zar ma'oyed l'kayim suda shlishis, v'hi min ha'tayra gam kein shekein darshu miksiv tlasa zimne hayayim b'pasuk echad diksiv v'yema meishe chlu hayayim ki shabbos hayayim l'ashem hayayim l'sefzer v'darsha kulakay da kulakay kol tlasa hayayim shebekra." In other places, he says the same thing with Lecha Mishnah. The Elyon Rabbah on the spot brings a Maril that argues on it. But whatever it is, the Levush says it's a Chiyuv D'Raisa.
Does Maril Rama bring it in a
sefer mitzvahs?
No, no. That you have to know how those things work. But all right. But he says it's a deraisa dikadin. Okay? Oh, so now, so Gavriel is saying if it's deraisa, and we say that on the deraisa, you're not mechayiv woman with afeinah yibaisanes. So therefore, what was the question? Question was, let's be mechay. Let's first say pshat and Ran. The Ran says, comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, woman achayv. Why? Because afeinah yibaisanes. See, so what is that? If you go with the Turi Evan, like we mentioned, that the pshat is, afeinah is a svar darbanan on a deraisa. The Ran could hold like the Levush, that it's a chiv deraisa to go ahead and eat. So ain't a chanami, afeinah yibaisanes. But what would be the chiv there? Chiv would only be darbanan. And I'm saying it's a deraisa. I'm saying that Ran means, meaning I'm the Ran. I'm saying it's a din deraisa. You know, since it's a dehekesh, that's a din deraisa.
So then, but we said that ichlumu could also mean that the Torah is talking to the women too. That's how we learned.
That's a good point. Wait a second. But if you learn, that's a very excellent point. If you learn that it means stam the regular afhein, right? Then women would not be chayv deraisa. So now, what are you saying, Gavriel? So you're adding that he's adding a step to that. The what?
Well, the Kapos
Tomorrow,
he was
right.
Asking, why do you
need the... Why do you need a... Why don't you say a Pasuk?
Why don't you say the Hekish?
Right. So what are you saying? That since...
What I was saying was...
Yeah, right. You're saying the opposite. Not the opposite.
The Kiva Eger is like, Afhain is only on a Midarabonet. So the Hekish doesn't work
on
Midarabonet.
Yeah, you could use it the Turi Evan too on this. You know, he's saying basically is that something which is a deraisa. The Hekesh doesn't, the Hekesh doesn't go under the Rabbanon. All you see, according to the Ran, once we're saying this to Pshat and Ran, the Ran is saying that women are chayv and deraisa in these Gimel Sudas. So the Hekesh is going on a din, a deraisa, the din deraisa. Din Rabbanon has its own separate lachas. Why? Maral explains. Maral says, the Rabbanons are based on svaras. Deraisas, we might say svaras, but we can't say, like Pidgin Aben, right? Bevus. Pidgin Ben is, why do we have Pidgin Ben? Because Rabbi Nisham killed all the Pyrus. The Medrash says he killed the woman Pyrus too. And yet, Pidgin Ben doesn't apply to a woman. Gzeres HaKosov, I the Svara. You see, the Torah doesn't go with the Svara. The Torah goes with what we call Gzeres HaKosov. You can't say a Svara, why the Torah is Machayev. In the Rabbanans, you could say a Svara. So therefore, as far as Afein HaYibayisanes, right, that you would apply to the Din Darabonin. Masha'inkin over here, if you're saying it's a Din Daraisa, like you're saying, like the Levush says, then you would not apply the Hekesh. It could only be with a Svara. A Svara is not applicable to a Din Daraisa. That's what Duran's saying. So what's his Kasha now, the Kappas tomorrow? Why don't you say, Afein, what do you need? Afein HaBaisa Nesa Gabi Dalat Koises. It's part of the Hekesh. No. A Hekesh is Legabe Dinim Daraisa. That's it. The Gabi Din Darabonin, you don't apply the Hekesh. So Mela, by Gimel Sudas, that's a din deraisa. It's incorporated into the Hekesh, right? It's including the Hekesh of Kol Sheyeshu B'Shmir, Yeshu B'Schira. Masha Enkein Legabe Dalet Koises, Dal Koises Zichu Darabanan. Darabanan, that you don't apply the din of Kol Sheyeshu. That has its own separate rules. Why did Chazal Misakin Dal Koises? Because of a Nais. Oh, Nais, women are chayv in the Nais too. Not necessarily because women are chayv in all the mitzvahs of Pesach, so they're chayv in the din Darabanan. The Rabbanan is this. What if women would be no shaykhs at all? There would be something no shaykhs. I call Sheishna. It doesn't matter. The Rabbanan making something with a Svara. The Svara is either it goes on women, it doesn't go on women. So you have to go with the Svara. The Svara is Afeinoyah by Nais. A Hekesh has nothing to do with Svara. Somebody will tell you, why are women chayvin Kiddush? Why is it an exception? So you can come up with a lot of Svaras. Oh, Shabbos is not called Oilam Hazeh, it's Oilam Abba. It's beyond Zman. It's very nice for drushes. But we don't know. The bottom is, it's, we don't know what the reason is, unless we find a reason, of course, that says something. But we can't, it's Gzeres HaKosov. The Rabbanans go with Svaras. In Svaras, you can't say, oh, Kol Sheyeshna Yeshna B'Hamecha Taisi. Rabbanans go with their Svara. What's the Svara? The Nais. Are women in the Nais or not in the Nais? So they are in the Nais. So that's Dalet Koises. Masha Enkein Lecha Mishnah, that's not in the Rabbanan, like Dovi was saying, that's the Levush. Even though there are those who argue it. But if you go, that's a din deraisa. And by the way, the Ran seems to say it's deraisa. Why? Because the Ran, I forgot Takan. The Ran at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi holds Every Pesach, you're not allowed to eat, you know, samach l'mincha. So the Gemara brings a brace that Rabbi Yossi holds, Erev Yom Tov you're allowed to eat. Erev Shabbos you're allowed to eat. So Gemara says, Mishnah's not like Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says, no, it is like Rabbi Yossi. He's made on Pesach because of the chiv of matzah. So the Ran says, what do you mean? Shabbos is also chiv the rice to eat the gimel sudas. It's much like you're saying. There's a chiv to eat gimel sudas. So he says, but there's a difference, because over here the mitzvah is to eat. Over there the mitzvah is to be ma'anig yourself. Sometimes a person can't eat. There's no mitzvah to eat. Like we know, if a person can't eat, then there's no din of oinig.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.